This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from Commodity Classic in Grapevine, Texas, and I'm here today with Tom Slonica, the Vice President of Marketing for Phibro's Ethanol Performance Group. You know, Tom, I think you might be new to the industry. Can you tell me a little bit about Phibro?
Well, I'm certainly new to Phibro and the product line that we offer for the ethanol industry. We're primarily an animal health company and have been in business for over 60 years. It's a family-owned company. Our primary products are antibiotics, and about 5 years ago, we introduced the antibiotics into the ethanol process and found that our base product outperformed that of all other antibiotics that had been offered.
Well, you know, just out of curiosity, for those of us that don't know a lot about the technical aspects of ethanol production, why is an antibiotic important during the production process?
Well, any fermentation process, whether it be the development of food or ethanol or various other fermentation processes, tend to have infections that occur within the plants. Plants have a series and series of pipes and plumbing, and there are always deadlines that ultimately can derive infections in those lines. Infections thrive in environments of high moisture and ambient temperatures, and ethanol plants create an abundant supply of both.
So, you know, the ethanol industry is struggling right now. I think you were at the Renewable Fuels Association's ethanol conference earlier this week, and John Urbanchek talked a lot about how he thinks that the market's going to turn around at the end of the year. But before that happens, what advice do you have for these plant managers who are making decisions on behalf of the products they should use in their plants?
Well, just like consumers now purchasing automobiles, the time is right for ethanol plants to be selective in the products they choose and the services they ask for. It's a competitive marketplace, and there are several companies that offer extenuating technology and different product lines that plants may not be considering. In this environment, it's vital that every dollar be capitalized within a plant's production costs. And while sometimes people think, well, then I'll just go with the least expensive product, down the road that will certainly cost you more money. So it's vital that companies now take a look at the services as well as the products that their vendors are offering.
So, you know, would you recommend, you know, you've been in the industry for 5 years, and that was about the time where the ethanol industry really started to take off. So you've been with the industry, you know, as it's really grown in our country. You know, having seen that over 5 years, you know, what kind of change have you seen in particular in the industry in terms of their decision-making? I mean, did they make rash decisions 5 years ago, or did they think through those decisions then?
Well, the ethanol industry has always been lucky to have good qualified people within it. But in the beginning, there certainly was a massive draw for employees, and decision processes were made very quickly. Now, we need to sit back and make sure that all of those decisions are much more methodical. I think it's important that board of directors, presidents, CEOs of these companies, you know, take a step back and look all the way back into the process and ask questions of the product lines that have been chosen. Were they chosen because of their efficacy or their overall performance package, or were they chosen back in the boom day whenever some of these decisions didn't necessarily hit the bottom line like they are now?
Well, I think an advantage, it sounds to me, of your product is the fact, you know, your company, you said, was over 60 years old. You know, you come from animal health. I mean, you have a long history of success in terms of antibiotics. You know, do you bring that success then to the ethanol industry?
We like to think that we do, as our core experience or our core expertise is fermentation. We have fermentation facilities in 3 different countries around the world, and we sell animal health products in over 40 different countries around the world. So we are the only manufacturer and seller of antibiotics. Everyone else is buying them from toll manufacturing. Now, that's not necessarily bad as long as the regulations are tight, but for a company that's been around for 60 years, we are a third-generation family-owned company, we understand that your integrity of your product and your services are paramount.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add for the ethanol producers that are listening to this interview?
Well, I think that we all need to stick in there and continue to fight the good fight. I mean, it's certainly a tough time, and I think that all the vendors that are providing services to the plants are going to want to stick with you and make sure that those products are providing you a good profit line. This industry is definitely going through a tough time. It's not the first time this industry has gone through a tough time, and we know that we'll survive this and continue to grow. We're adding staff and adding complexity to our organization, even in the midst of tougher times, because we believe this industry will continue to grow and that we have the best is yet to be seen.
Thank you so much for spending some time with me. And this is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel.